and 11 on the season. They'll play at home against Indiana tomorrow. St. Louis University will host Virginia Commonwealth tonight at Chaffetz Arena. Billikens are 3-4 in Atlantic 10 play, and they are 10-10 overall of the season. Mizzou will not play until tomorrow when they take on Auburn at home in Columbia. This newscast brought to you in part by Ryan Kelly and thehomeloanexpert.com. With 70% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, the Home Loan Expert team can help save a couple $100s a month and skip a few months of mortgage payments. Let them help you stop living paycheck to paycheck. Let Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so that you don't have to. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan Campina Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number two, the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Keep making Chaffetz Arena the best home court advantage on Saturday, January 27th for the annual Billikens Whiteout when the Billikens host the Dayton Flyers at 3 p.m. For tickets, visit slubillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus Dayton, Saturday, January 27th at Chaffetz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets today. Visit slubillikens.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Now, I'm best known for two things, spitting red-hot sports takes and legendary culinary skills in the kitchen. I've been going to Bertarelli for all my kitchen tools for years. They have it all, knives, pots, pans, mixers, meat slicers, and all the gadgets and gizmos you could ever imagine. Bring in a set of knives with Bertarelli Cutlery's knife sharpening service, and in 30 minutes, your blades will be better than new. So shoot on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill or shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with the same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our Bosch appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our Bosch savings on to you.
Gateway says, arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13,500 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14,500 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Keep making Shea Fitz Arena the best home court advantage on Saturday, January 27th for the annual Billikens Whiteout when the Billikens host the Dayton Flyers at 3 p.m. For tickets, visit SLUBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus Dayton, Saturday, January 27th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets today. Visit SLUBillikens.com.
Neil Diamond, I'm sure most of you know, has announced he has Parkinson's. What always amazed me about Neil Diamond was he's a heavy, heavy smoker. And that voice, it even sounds like he's straining. He's not, I guess, but it sounds like it. And I've always been amazed at singers who continue to smoke. You know, Sinatra, big smoker.
Dan Strauss.
Dan Strauss smoker. Dan's switch must be flipped because I'm an echo.
Maybe if your daughter smoked, your voice would get
it's
better.
Down.
Well, the echo's gone because somebody just did something.
I did. I turned it down.
Dan, you admit. Yes. You can't. Okay. You can't have that switch on.
I know.
Ever.
I just turned it down.
Right. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to do a little business, and then we're going to introduce Dan Buffa. Dan Buffa is our new movie / some TV, but mostly movie guy. Wow, that's a long title. And we're going to do this after I just mentioned again that I finally had to buy a brand new heating and cooling system. And, of course, the people that put it in were Matheny. The people that kept it going probably longer than some companies could have was also Matheny. So, not a check I wanted to write, but, you know, it happens. Sometimes you have to buy a roof or put in windows or things that aren't fun. It's not like buying a motorcycle or a pinball machine, but it's necessary. So the good news is I got less money in the bank, but I got a whole new system, and I'm not going to have to worry about it for a long, long time. 10-year warranty, American Standard. Woohoo! It's like having new tires on your car, a full tank of gas. You got a while before you have to worry about anything. Listen, if you live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, if your business is in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, I have the heating and cooling company for you, Matheny. And you folks who don't live in those counties, boy, am I sorry. And again, I'm putting the word out, if there's a heating and cooling company in Illinois that's as good as Matheny, you need to get a hold of me. Because I would be happy to speak for you. We got to take care of the folks on the east side. I'm Frank Opinion at yahoo.com. That's how you get a hold of me. We're thrilled to have Matheny, and the people who have become customers are thrilled that they have. This is a terrific family business. They get there as promptly as anybody could ever get to you if there is a heat or cold emergency. They don't make things up that aren't true so they can charge you more. Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Sorry, let's all go where? Where is it?
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
All right, now you can go get a treat if you like. If you're in the car, you can drive through somewhere and get a treat while you listen to this guy. Please, courtesy of Window World. Window World makes a lot of things possible on this show, so never forget that. And Window World is bringing you this Dan Buffa segment, windowworldstlouis.com. Would you please give it up for Dan Buffa? Dan. Since we spoke last and since you were in last, I saw I, Tanya, and I'm not going to take a lot of time. I'm just going to once again tell people this is one of the best movies I've ever seen, and I didn't expect it to be because I thought, I know the story. Nancy Kerrigan, I got hit on the knee. Blah, blah. No, you don't know the story. You really don't at all. This movie I thought was terrific.
Yeah, it was nominated for 2 Oscars today.
I don't remember what you said about it. Did you like it?
You know, it was not screened for critics. This marks the 4th film, Frank, that you have seen before me. We're going to I'm going to introduce you next Tuesday, and you can do a little bit because.
Well,
what was it?
When you do see it, I'd like to know what you think. And I know you won't say you like it just because I like it. If you don't like it, that's fine. I just like to know what you think because, man, oh, man, was I pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, two acting nominations. Margot.
Oh, Allison Janney. Allison Janney.
Yes. And of course, the lead actress. I always want to say Margot Robbie, but is it Robbie?
Robbie.
It's Robbie.
Robbie, mm-hmm. Yeah. She was nominated as well. So two acting nominations. I think it's a good story, and I think that her... You know, Wolf of Wall Street, she made her big debut in the Martin Scorsese flick, but she's a good actress, and she's also just gorgeous, too. Now, did she do a good job as Tonya Harding?
Yes, she gorgeous down for Tonya Harding, because Tonya Harding was not a beautiful woman, girl, but she was, could be attractive, but Margot Robbie had to dull herself down to play that part, and she did, and it was very, very convincing.
Well,
What?
Well, we got some theater action. We got some Redbox action. Talk about. We also have the Oscars. They came out today, this morning at 7 a.m. And every year, you know, the nominations come out. People read them, and maybe there's some snubs. Maybe there's some ones that shouldn't have been nominated. I have five thoughts. I have five things that are people that I thought should have gotten nominated but did not. But I will say before I get into that is that it was a very... The very versatile group, a very bold group. There were some good nominations. The first superhero film to ever be nominated for a screenplay today was Logan. So that's a big step up for that genre. You have Get Out, got nominated. Jordan Peele, director, best picture. But
I think if you want to sound French, you don't say genre. You say genre.
Genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. There's the French way.
The first thing I really thought was surprising that was left out was Steven Spielberg for The Post being for Best Director. I love this movie, but only two nominations for The Post, Meryl Streep and Best Picture, but I thought Spielberg, who shot this film, put it together, and cut it inside of a year, very important film for journalism honks about the Pentagon Papers back in the 1970s. He wasn't nominated. I know Spielberg's not hurting for nominations, but I thought he did a great job. So he being left out.
Any movie that I see that was directed by Steven Spielberg or Ron Howard, I go see.
Oh, yeah. It's an automatic
I think they've cranked out so much great stuff.
Consistency. Lot of directors in Hollywood are not consistent. Maybe you get Ron Howard, maybe Spielberg. Scorsese, maybe Christopher Nolan.
Ridley Scott, maybe.
But
doesn't Clint Howard make a...
Every movie,
Clint Howard shows up.
Now, look, I know there's some people that do not know what we're talking about. Folks, watch any Ron Howard movie, and then you're going to see a little short, bald-headed guy with fringe clown hair around
That's
the side. Wait to the credits, and you'll see the name Clint Howard. This is so pathetic to me because it's obviously a case of Ron Howard, instead of just giving his brother charity, just here's some money, gives him minor roles, almost sometimes cameos, in almost every one of his movies. And every time I see Clint Howard, I just think, you're only on here because of your brother.
And I will say that in MTV... He played a big role. It wasn't like he just, there's Clint Howard in a blip role. He played like the camera guy in the van in the McConaughey film.
We were just talking about Hitchcock in the 3 o'clock hour, and if ever there was somebody who put himself in every one of his own movies, it was Alfred Hitchcock.
But that's putting himself.
He's giving his brother a role.
It's a handout to his brother. And you know what? Good for him. But his brother is a mediocre actor.
That's why he's
not on screen very long.
It's called My Impression of Screech from Saved by the Bell. That's basically
how that's not porn star Screech. That's Screech before he
was Screech.
I'm
going to give you one other one. Any Michael Douglas movie, watch the credits, and many of them will say... Associate producer or some of a Joel Douglas. I believe, is the Clint Howard of the Douglas family.
He's
the brother. He's Michael's brother, and he goes, "We got to give the guy something."
He's golfed with Mike Evans.
Yeah, well, he's got to make a. I met Joel Douglas. You know, I think it's a good thing because obviously Michael is saying, I'm going to support my brother financially.
I'm going to bring him on.
Frank, how boring is your life that you watch movie credits? Are you kidding me? You watch all those credits all the way down to see that stuff?
Who was the key
generally,
grip for this movie?
I want to know what the songs were and who performed them. I want to know
There should be an Oscar produced. For best catering. You know, and I tell you, that crew really did a good job because they got pasta that day or a good steak. I mean, where is a best key grip? The way that guy held that camera over that actor's face, not at his chest. But another.
Well, I have to tell you, one of the things they've done that I think is a good thing, they cut out a lot of that stuff we don't even care about. Have you noticed that? Years ago, they had all that stuff. Best assistant to the third director's assistant, and best. It wasn't even costuming. It was best candle burner and lighter and putter outer for the candle scene. You know, we don't care about that. Actors, who's good,
actors,
who's bad.
What
directors, that's it.
What drives me nuts is like House of Cards is where I sort of noticed this first. I don't know when this became trendy, but is when the opening credits would start to come up there.
Yeah.
And you would have no idea who they're playing. You would have no idea who they were associated with. I mean, I knew who Kevin Spacey was, but I didn't know who any of these other people were for years until I would like see them in like People Magazine.
There's a lot of shows now. They skip the credits.
Why?
They just go right into the show.
That's the whole premise of these actors and actresses getting the cred is saying, hey, I want the cred for what I just did. Give me some props here. I don't understand why they either go all the way or don't do it at all.
Like one of the
when they just scroll the names of the actors at the end of the movie, I'd like to know what part did that person play.
That's
I'm
what I'm
you.
Saying.
Like
That's
one of the
exactly
coolest things
saying.
Of the Sopranos opening credits is where he's driving across the bridge and you see like great music and there's James Gandolfini and you go, this is just cool. You see the whole cast and you know who they are over time, but you don't see that a lot. Now you could skip the credits on Netflix shows. But The next snub, and I think I'm alone in this, I think Hugh Jackman deserved to be nominated for Logan. Because, and I'll say this, I mean, comic book flicks up until this year it got nominated for Best Screenplay, but they don't get enough credit for what they do. And I thought Logan was the Wolverine film we all wanted. The guy's played him for 17 years.
It was definitely the grittiest superhero movie.
It was just
movie.
Real. I mean, it's like The Dark Knight where they just kind of transcended the genre. It didn't feel like a comic book film. It felt like anybody could walk into that film and go, I can let them watch any X-Men films and I can enjoy this. And I thought Hugh Jackman is just criminally underrated in Hollywood. Because he does that film, and then he's in The Greatest Showman all in the same year. He's just a heck of an actor.
He's a tremendous talent.
Yeah. Just underrated. But, of course, I was a big fan of Blade Runner 2049, the sequel to the 1982 film. It got a lot of technical awards, and that's great, cinematography, visual effects. But I thought it deserved some of the top awards. I think people really, and due to like the attention span crowd who goes, oh, it's a little bit too long. If it's a great movie, I'll watch it twice in a row. I mean, when I finished watching this movie, I wanted them to play it again. It was gorgeous. It was a good story. You had Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. That film didn't get any top awards. Shape of Water got 13 nominations, rightfully so. It's a great movie. But Holly Hunter, who was in The Big Sick, which I think the reason it wasn't nominated for Best Picture, The Big Sick, was it had a terrible title. It was a very funny movie, but Holly Hunter was kind of snubbed for that. Christopher Plummer was nominated for All the Money in the World. I don't think he deserved it. I think it was, hey, let's give a win to the Me Too female abuse crowd. Let's give this guy a nomination because that was the big move Ridley Scott made to pull out Kevin Spacey to put Christopher Plummer in there. So I was a little bit surprised by that nomination.
I agree. That element was probably
incredible. And also James Franco not given a nomination for The Disaster Artist, and I think it's because of the sexual assault allegations going around him right now.
I thought it was great that he showed up at the SAG Awards.
Yeah.
And here's why. It was his way of saying, you know what? What I did was not that big a deal. Or he's saying it didn't even happen, and I'm not going to hide for something I didn't do. I thought it was great that he
did. Yeah, and he put his face. And a lot of people in the Me Too movement, they applauded what he did. He didn't hide. I don't think we're going to hear from Kevin Spacey ever again. He hasn't come out one time. And James Franco came out and faced the music, but he didn't get nominated. Denzel Washington was nominated for Roman J. Israel, and I thought that movie was kind of crap, but he was nominated for it. I didn't expect that. So some surprises, some snubs. like every year. But new in theaters this Friday, and I've been waiting for this film to come out. It's Hostiles. It is Christian Bale. It's a Western. It's from the director of Out of the Furnace, Scott Cooper. It basically stars Christian Bale. He plays this Confederate soldier who has to transport the enemy home. And Wes Studi, who, if you don't know who he is, you ever seen Last of the Mohicans?
No.
Played the main villain, the main Indian that was causing all the chaos for Daniel Day-Lewis's character. He plays the guy that Christian Bale's character in Hostiles has to transport home because, you know, even though they've been enemies for decades, his boss tells him, you have to take this guy home. He has cancer. You have to transport your enemy across enemy ground home. And I thought this movie was fantastic. Christian Bale, you know, it's a Western.
Think of it this way. You're a cop, and some scumbag shot and killed your partner.
Yeah.
And shot at you and wounded you. Now, your mission is to take that guy and safely get him to a federal prison.
Same thing. Yeah, and you're transporting. Imagine transporting that guy through, like, East St. Louis. I mean, that's essentially.
And you're protecting the guy who tried to kill you.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great moments in this movie. I love Christian Bale. I think he can do just about anything. And he plays a guy who's obviously not the most perfect guy in the world, but he's being asked to basically transport home safely his sworn enemy. I think it's a great film. Comes out. It was released on the coast in December. It's coming out to St. Louis this Friday. But there's also some good Redbox movies coming out.
When you wrap it up, you got to tell the name of the movie again. Because somebody just tuned in.
Hostiles. It is finally coming out wide.
If you like Christian Bale, did you see The Promise?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Anything he's in. I mean, Christian Bale, of course, he's not really the easiest to work with, but the great one shouldn't be. Daniel Day-Lewis almost scared Leonardo DiCaprio off the set in Gangs in New York. I mean, these guys are just method. They don't care. And I think Christian Bale is fantastic.
I think the really great, great actors are difficult because they have a way they're going to do it, and they will argue and fight to the death for the way they think it should be performed. I don't know if you know this, but I was the last person to interview. Marlon Brando. It was the day before he died.
Oh,
and he actually addressed this and talked about being difficult to work with. Dan, would you like Buffa? Would you like to hear
that? I'd love to hear
a little bit. You'll hear me. The way it was set up is, I had Marlon Brando at the microphone. I was kind of off to the side, so you may hear me, and then that'll explain. Here it is. Mr. Brando, there are people who, and several people, directors, other actors, actresses, who said you're extremely difficult to work with. How do you respond to that?
Let me tell you something. I respond to it by saying they're absolutely right. I'm a pain in the ass when I'm on the set and when I'm working because I'm not going to put up with any, I don't think I can say the BS word on here, but I'll just say BS. I'm not putting up with any BS from some director. Anybody else trying to tell me how to act? I'm Marlon Brando. For goodness sakes, I'm Marlon Brando. And I'm the godfather. I'm not thinking that. Yeah, difficult? Maybe. But look at the outcome. Look at the product.
Marlon Brando.
Best Marlon Brando interview. Here's an Oscar right there.
Yeah, he had a little gastrointestinal issue going on.
It happens, man, you know.
Yeah, it happens. He's old and heavy. What else you have?
On Redbox.
Who knew that people passed gas after they've been dead for like 15 years?
He wasn't dead, Tim. That was the day before he died. How could I have interviewed him if he was dead?
I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
He got me. Man.
It's basically that movie, From the Grave.
I thought we were having a live look-in. Sorry about that.
Dan, anything else?
I'm here. Redbox, Kingsman 2. You know, here's a sequel that I thought was just kind of the first one by Matthew Vaughn. This is basically like the spy flick equivalent of Fast and the Furious. Kingsman 2, The Golden Circle. They got everybody to do this movie. Channing Tatum, Jeff Bridges, Halle Berry. Everybody's in it, but it's just kind of a laughing stock of a movie. It's not even worth the $160 on Redbox. You should just watch the first one again and kind of leave it there. But the good film on Redbox is The Foreigner with Jackie Chan. Basically doing his rendition on Taken, but instead of Liam Neeson never getting punched or hurt, Jackie Chan has like 60 fights in this movie. He gets hurt. Pierce Brosnan's in it. It's, it's the director of GoldenEye, Martin Campbell.
This is a movie I've wanted to see for a long time because you get to see Jackie Chan taking the other side. Like, mostly when he's in a movie, he's the hero.
Yeah.
Or he's the one who's the go-to help. In this one, he's not really a bad guy given his motives. He's the anti-hero. But he is the anti-hero. He is taking everybody out.
It's based on a book called The Chinaman. His daughter is killed in a bombing from the Irish Rebellion, the gangs that go on in the
Republican
war. Yeah, Republican Army. And his daughter is taken. And so he essentially goes up against anybody who was responsible for the bombing. And Pierce Brosnan plays the politician who may or may not be dirty. And essentially it's Jackie Chan taking the fight to anybody who was responsible for it. But it's also, the fights are real. This guy's like 75 years old and he's still doing most of his own stunts. He's making bombs himself. He's throwing punches. He's getting hit, which I liked. The fact that in Taken you never see Liam Neeson get punched. He wears the same coat the whole movie. In this movie, you get to see Jackie Chan take him a beating. So that's on Redbox.
That, you know, Dan, I interviewed Jackie Chan.
Oh my goodness!
About this movie, and
you interviewed my,
it's your segment.
Marlon Brando, Jackie Chan.
Connected. No, I'm connected, and I know it's your segment. If you don't mind, I'd like to play it. And what's interesting about this interview? Mm-hmm. I just did this a week ago by satellite with Jackie Chan, and I asked if he would mind if we do it in his native language.
Well, we can hear you in the distance again.
Yes, I speak fluent Chinese, French. Japanese. So you'll hear me ask him in not in English, about this movie, what you'll hear me ask it is in Chinese, Japanese, whatever. You think people try to compare this with Taken and Liam Neeson? And
I do.
You'll hear what he says. You'll hear what he says. Here, let me play it for you.
Jackie.
He said, no, this is not just a copycat movie of Taken. This is better. That's what he said.
Is that all of that?
I agree with Jackie that it is better. It is like the more realistic version of Taken, but with a real martial arts star and Jackie Chan throwing punches and basically doing pretty cool stuff to bad guys.
Oh, he mentioned that too in the interview. I'll play it for you. Saying, I do my own stunts. I get hit. I'm actually getting hit. That's what he said.
I just held my phone up with Google Translate up to your microphone rendition there. That's not saying what he said.
Yes, it is.
He wants sweet and sour chicken.
Tim, it's a whole new language.
All right, first of all, is he Chinese or Japanese, Jackie Chan? Do we even know?
He's dirty knees. Look,
he's Chinese.
Dirty knees.
Who said that? Who said that?
That was Tim,
I can explain that. What that Google thing is giving you is another section of China.
Oh,
Jackie
it's
is
a
from
whole other language.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes, he's from the far southeastern part of.
I believe Jackie speaks Mandarin Chinese.
Jackie's kind of like from the Jefferson County part of China.
Sound like clear dirty knees to me.
Oh man!
Sorry, Dan Buffa. I'm so sorry. No, we ruined your segment.
No, we haven't ruined it at all. I will say again, Hostiles in theater, thumbs up. I will say Kingsman 2. Stay with Nep, but The Foreigner with the great Jackie Chan, who will keep making fight scenes until he's 99, is on Redbox. And of course, Oscar talk. But more in the weeks to come. The Oscars aren't until March 4th. I'll be discussing stuff I liked about it, but today there were some snubs that I had, people that wished had gotten nominated that did not. So that'll be next week. But until then, I'm Dan Buffa. I've had enough of. All
right. I like that noise. Thank you, Dan. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that Dan's segment every Tuesday is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Now, a couple of things that I didn't get around to the last couple of days, but I held on to. One is this story that I brought with me. The Pizza Hut thing, where if you don't know, everybody who is registered in the Hut Rewards, it's a loyalty program Pizza Hut has, gets a free medium two-topping pizza deposited to their account for redemption between February 8th and 11th. And here's why. Davin Hester returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown in Super Bowl XLI, whatever that is. That was 2007. It took 14 seconds for him to return the opening kickoff and run it, make a touchdown. 14 mm-hmm. seconds. If anybody scores a faster touchdown to open the game by kick return or any means, everyone in America can get a free pizza from Pizza. All you have to do is register for the rewards card. Now, here's an interesting thing about this. The chances of that happening are slim to none. All right. Opening kickoff, return all the way, touchdown, and do it in less than 14 seconds. There's an insurance policy here somewhere, Lords of London or something. I'm just telling you, they took out an insurance policy. They have to. You know how many pizzas you're doing? I think this is brilliant marketing. It is. It's brilliant. Pizza Hut gets a lot of publicity. They get millions of people signing up for the Pizza Hut Rewards program. Yet the chances of this happening it's not impossible.
We just talked about how that happened with the Cleveland Indians owner in baseball right when I first started your show, if you recall. When he took out an insurance policy that the Indians wouldn't win 13 games in a row in the month of September, and he took out an insurance policy, and they did, and he had to everyone who bought siding or windows or roofing from this one company got a complete refund if they bought their siding and roofing during the month of August of last summer.
Yeah.
And then,
but he had insurance to cover it.
He did, and it cost him like the insurance policy cost him like $350,000. But they had to give away like $30 million in siding refunds. Man,
well, if Pizza Hut's insurance policy for this was a couple hundred grand, they'll be glad they had it because it's going to cost them more than that in just labor, man hours. I don't know what a pizza actually cost them, but I just think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant marketing and advertising because they're rolling the dice, taking a chance, but the odds are greatly in their favor that they won't have to do it. Look at all the publicity in the world that they're going to do it if that happens. I think it's...
You'd be surprised how much those policies cost. I remember when I was in minor league hockey, we used to have this promotion where somebody would have to shoot a puck three quarters the length of the ice into a board that was in front of the net, and the hole was 1/16 of an inch bigger than the actual width of the puck itself for $25,000. And in my 10 years of calling my hockey, I bet I saw somebody win it at least three times.
I saw some kid win $1 million. One of those, you know how they take the kid to the other end of the court, mm-hmm. and if he could throw one in the other and swish it in the basket, $1 million. Right. I saw a kid do it. It was fantastic. It was great. The other thing that they'll do sometimes is weather people will come and go, you know, and if you guess when we're going to have our first measurable snowfall, and if you get the right date, they give you whatever. Well, somebody will probably win that one because if enough people write in, probably everybody's going to cover almost every date where we normally, within that period where we normally have the first snow. Now, we got a little time here, right, Lammy?
Yes, sir. You got a couple minutes.
I would love to take some calls, and I'm going to give these numbers. And before we do this... I got to find a way to say this where it doesn't sound like I'm not grateful. I just looked at my email, and it is just stacking up with people saying, we don't care where you're sitting. We don't care if you're in Uranus. One guy said, you care if you're in Uranus. And then it's just over and over and over that kind of stuff. Who cares? And then they're saying some really nasty things about the guy who called Sebastian. Thank you. But you don't have to do that. It just is a lot of email for me, and because I do read every one, but I appreciate it. Thank you. That's nice to know that you're out there and that you, you know, you, you, I don't think anybody cares either. I don't think they care where Howard Stern is or Rush or anybody else, because they're certainly not in any, actually, of the stations they're on. And it's very temporary, and it's, for the most part, I am there. And for the criminals listening, yes, I do have somebody watching my house, and it's very, very highly alarmed, I guess I should say. Now, I didn't dissect the Chuck joke yet. I want to do that now. I told a joke yesterday, and I've told it for 25 years. I think it's a funny joke. It was the favorite joke of my late partner, a guy named Lee Sherwood. Last year I told it, and I get an email from a listener that said something that absolutely made sense, and I never even thought about it regarding the joke. Here's the joke, short version. Farmer has three daughters. They're all good-looking. He's real possessive and strict. And one Saturday night, all three daughters have a date. So the dad meets the boys who are picking him up at the front door with a shotgun, just to intimidate him. He wants it made very clear. Rules are rules. Curfew is curfew. You will obey them. First kid comes to the door. He said, hello, sir. He looks at the shotgun. He goes, hi, my name is Joe. I'm here for Flo. We're going to the show. Is she ready to go? And the farmer kind of smiles. He thinks, that's kind of cute. So off they go. And he's holding the shotgun. He goes, ah, you know the rules, young man. Same Saturday night, second knock at the door. Farmer opens the door, shotgun in his hand. There's another young man. He goes, hi. My name's Eddie. I'm here for Betty. We're going for spaghetti. Is she ready? And the farmer kind of chuckles at that. Yeah, it's kind of cute. All right, you know the rules. Third knock at the door. Young man looks up, sees the guy with shotgun. He says, hi, my name is Chuck. Farmer shoots him. Now, the joke is funny because in your head, we all know, oh, the farmer knew he was going to say something about taking her out, and the F word's going to be in there. But here's the problem, and I think this is actually hilarious. I'm never going to change the joke. You can't. It wouldn't work. But what could the third kid have been about to say before he said the F word?
Oh, yeah.
My name is Eddie. I'm here for Betty. My name is Joe. I'm here for Flo. Hi, I'm... I'm Chuck, and I'm here for who? What woman's name
rhymes
is a UCK word?
Duck.
It's not gonna. Duck. It's not. Huh?
Duck.
I'm here for duck.
No. Daughter. Farmer's daughter's not gonna be named Duck.
Schmuck.
No. Look, that's the point. He'd have to say, "Hi, my name is Chuck. I'm here to pick up." Now we need a daughter's name that would use. And there's not one. And I never, ever even thought past just the joke is funny.
I'm here to pick up Mona.
Here to pick up Marie.
Well, now, if it were an Indian family, he could say, hi, my name is Snow Job. And I don't know. That wouldn't work either, because then she's got to have a name.
Yeah.
If you think about it, that third kid at the door, that third young man at the door,
he lost his life for nothing.
Well, there is an Indian. Yeah. There is a female Indian woman's name, and her name is Amok.
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 Hi, my name's Chuck. I'm here for Amok.
That's a stretch.
He'd have to have an Indian daughter.
That's a stretch. Then we have to explain he has three daughters. One of them is adopted Indian daughter. Then it gets very complicated to tell the joke. But it's a great joke, and I can see why it was Lee's favorite joke.
He could be gay, and he'd say, hey, my name's Chuck. I'm here for your son, Huck.
No, that's not as tough. The son could be named Buck.
Yeah,
Buck. My son Buck. Hi, I'm Chuck. I'm here to pick up Buck. And then shoot him. But it's funny to stop at Chuck. But the truth is, that's the only kid at the door who didn't have a name for a daughter. You can't go past, hi, my name is Chuck. It's a good thing it ends there, because if you went a little further, no girl's name ends with UCK. Well, so, you could add, a great observation by a very astute listener.
That could be like your joke that you do at the end of the year, Frank, where you just keep adding names onto that joke, where the guy's got like 30 daughters at the end of it, where it's all sudden, hi, my name's Lex. Hi, my name's Lex. I'm here to pick up Rex. You know, that kind of thing.
Hey,
know?
We could turn it into a Freddie Freeman joke. Yeah. It takes 20 minutes to tell.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was. I couldn't think of Freddie Freeman, but that's exactly what I was going on.
Well, I'm probably not going to do that. By the way, there's a great joke coming today. It's a dog joke. And it's Jake the dog, and that's all I'm going to tell you right now. But, folks, those of you who have heard it, you'll be glad to hear it again. So let's hope the less than 14-second touchdown kickoff return happens so that we can all get pizza all over the United States. Holy mackerel. I still just think that's brilliant. Let's take a couple of calls. 314-821-0590. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. We don't care what you want to talk about. We'll just call this, You Can Have Your Say. How's that?
Love
it. You can have your say. Tim is on the phone. Tim, how are you?
Hi, Frank. Actually, it's Jim. Jim from Daphne.
No, it's not, because Dan put T-I-M on the screen, so your name's Tim.
I know. Well, you know, he's psychic. I've always wanted to be Tim.
Yeah. What's up, Jim?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I was going to email you, I have a few times, about the thing you were talking about not getting as many calls and your advertisers were concerned.
Back that up a little bit. Two advertisers expressed a slowdown in business over the coldest period we had.
Yeah.
And I was concerned maybe they'd think that the move to the other station wasn't going to be good for them, but that business has already picked back up.
No, I know. But you were particularly mentioning that you were pleased that your call volume picked up yesterday when you had the tech segment and it had dropped off. And I had a theory about that because I listen all the time. And I even got a little confused because at the other station, you had your special segments like the tech and movies and so on, like clockwork. They're the first half of the hour. And then the second half of the hour would be chit-chat. And since you move, sometimes it's the first half and sometimes it's the second half.
And yeah, here's the beautiful thing. Here's the beautiful thing.
I got confused about that a little bit.
Well, don't be confused.
I remember tuning in once, expecting the tech segment, and it wasn't on. I thought, oh, the guy must not have showed up this week.
No, all you have to do is keep listening because everything will be there. Here's the deal. This station agreed in writing to limit the commercials every hour to, honest to goodness, like two-thirds of what the other station was playing.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe closer to half because it was excessive. So that opens up this hour. We get to do a lot more talking than we could before. So we just talk, and sometimes the tech segment might be on time, and sometimes it might be 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
We'll get him in. We'll get him in here. Same with Dan Buffa. Same with Dr. Doug.
I think people are learning that now. That's why it's picked up.
Well, here's the other thing. The phones technically were a disaster because the station before us was a sports show. They had a guest on the phone, but they wouldn't take multiple calls and stack calls up, put people on hold. So they had to put a whole new system in. And there were some issues with rollovers and let people get on hold. That has, thank goodness, finally been resolved, and we can take calls now the way we want to take calls. So it's all worked out.
Good. Well, just thought I'd share my thought with you.
I appreciate it, Tim. Guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. I still got a couple of minutes. Anne is here.
Have to go to a break at some point.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Welcome on the Playhouse. Oh. Yes, hello, Anne. How are you?
Hi, Slimy's mom. I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, Mom.
We're a little short on time, hey, Mom.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say one thing. One day I came home late, and I turned on the very end of the radio, and all I heard was you yodeling Larry Connor's name. I just turned the radio off again.
Why? I don't yell Larry's name. I've never yelled it.
Apparently you're yodeling Larry's name.
Oh, you turned off because I yodeled?
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
I was so weird, I didn't know what to make of it, so I just turned it off.
Well, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I turned it off, too.
AMSPM,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Limey's mom.
Thank you, Mom.
So Miami's mom wanted me to know that when I yodeled, that she couldn't stand
she
it.
Turned off she turned off the show. I'm confused.
She doesn't like your yodeling,
well, that's good to know.
Or she doesn't like your yodeling, period. I mean, or she just
doesn't
like
yodeling. No, let's just go with yodeling, period.
Yeah, well, you can't win them all.
Thanks, Mom.
Let's get Joe in here. Hello, Joe. How are you?
No, this ain't Joe. This is Carl.
Oh, my goodness. I knew we'd take one too many calls. Hello, Carl.
I just want to say that Sebastian, he ought to lay down with other men. Yeah. He'll go to Hades.
Carl, today you sound like you're having a bowel movement while you're talking.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a bad place, Frank. I don't like this place. I'm nervous out there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You guys got a Carl. Great show. Keep it up.
Thank you, Carl. Always good to hear from you. We'll refer to that as, we'll call him Bad Carl, because that's a pretty bad Carl.
Bad
from Sling
Blade.
I had something in my throat, Frank.
He's still on. My goodness, he's still on. I thought he was gone.
That's better than calling him Hot Carl. I'm just
That's for sure.
How do you know he's having a bowel movement just by the sound of his voice when he calls? I don't understand how you have that kind of perception.
No.
Well, when somebody goes, you know, Frank, that's kind of the. Is Carl still?
No, Carl is no longer with us.
Okay, I almost said good, and then he'd think I didn't like him, and that's not true. Thank you, Carl, for the call. All right, Bill. Thank you, Bill, for waiting, and he's in the studio. Thank you for waiting to go in the Playhouse because I talked too long to too many people. All right, Amini's. Been talking about Amini's for about 5 years, something like that. And I'd like to think we've been responsible for sending lots of AM and the PM people in there. If that weren't the case, they'd have gone off the air already. They're in Chesterfield Valley. Copper dome top to the building. And I mean right in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. You cannot possibly miss this place. Now, there are places down in the valley that are hard to find. You'll drive by, miss them, have to turn around and go back. Not this place. One, it's huge. Two, doesn't look like anything else there, outside or inside. You go inside and go in now because at the end of the year, they decided to put much lower prices on some stuff that they are moving out because the new models of the stuff's coming in. It's all the best of the best stuff. This is not stuff being moved out because it's no good. It's being moved out as the best made in the world because they need room for more stuff. So whether it's patio furniture or other furniture for your house or home theater furniture or pinball machine or shuffleboard or whatever, you know what they have. We've talked about it. Go to their website and check it out. Better yet, go on and just walk in. Take your time, walk around. Tell them your AM and the PM. That is always important. Amini's in Chesterfield Valley, the heart of Chesterfield Valley, AMINIS.com.
Looking for a great place to watch the game? Well, swing by one of Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Hot Shots has great drinks, an amazing menu with options including burgers, pizzas, and award-winning wings. Plus, all the sports you can handle served up by the lovely Hot Shots ladies. Find a location near you today at hotshotsnet.com. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
Gateway says arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to 13.5 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to 7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to 14.5 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
Doug Vaughn here to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Now, I'm best known for two things, spitting red-hot sports takes and legendary culinary skills in the kitchen. I've been going to Bertarelli for all my kitchen tools for years. They have it all, knives, pots, pans, mixers, meat slicers, and all the gadgets and gizmos you could ever imagine. Bring in a set of knives with Bertarelli Cutlery's knife sharpening service, and in 30 minutes, your blades will be better than new. So shoot on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill or shop online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Keep making Shea Fitz Arena the best home court advantage on Saturday, January 27th for the annual Billikens Whiteout when the Billikens host the Dayton Flyers at 3 p.m. For tickets, visit SLUBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus Dayton. Saturday, January 27th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets today. Visit SLUBillikens.com.
All right, we have just about a minute here, which just gives me enough time to do this. We want to say hi to somebody who's really AM and the PM. His name is Patrick Glazer. And he's at Barnes Hospital, and he's going to have some major heart surgery. He's a retired mailman, used to deliver mail in Richmond Heights. So, Patrick Glazer, you'll get out of this just fine and recover. You have to, because we can't afford to lose any listeners. We don't like it. We don't like losing listeners. So, we'll be thinking about you, and I'm sure the people in Richmond Heights who know you as their mailman, or did before you retired, will be thinking about you too. So, good luck to you as you go through that heart surgery. Patrick Glazer. Why? Wow, look at that time. You know what time? It's almost time for it. It's the news, and that'll be followed by the Playhouse and a great joke, so stay where you are. In 5 seconds, it'll be exactly